Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, here we go with our final match of the morning set with Centralia in the semifinals officially. That's thanks to Central Christian as they defeated Rollins County. Therefore, Rollins County and CCA are eliminated. And Centralia and South Gray, who are about to play in this one, are both on to the semifinals. This match in front of us will be for the one seed. The winner will be the one, the loser will be the two. In all likelihood, the winner will play Clifton Clyde, and the loser will play Little River. That's the most likely thing that's not cemented, but the thing that is cemented is South Gray and Centralia are in the semifinals. Clifton Clyde has won two matches in their pool. They just defeated Opie, and they defeated Spearville, but they lost to Little River. So Opie is 0-3, Clifton Clyde is 2-1, Little River is 2-0. They have to take on Spearville, who are the two teams that have won state in the past 2 years, with Little River winning last year, Spearville winning in 2021. So those two are going to be playing behind me. I'll keep you updated on that, because that has some implications as well. So, but here in front of us, I mean, this is a big matchup for Centralia, because, I mean, facing Little River is, they're certainly the team to beat with how dominant they've shown to be here today. They have just a couple of, they only played in four sets, and they've won both of their matches in straight sets, and they've only allowed 15 or more points in one of those sets. They defeated Olby 25-12, 25-10, and defeated Clifton Clyde 25-17, 25-8. So Little River is playing fantastically, and I think going into this, we kind of knew that Little River would be the team to beat, despite not getting the top seed, but they certainly have been playing up to the reigning state champion caliber of play here today. So again, there's a very good likelihood that we could see possibly the winner of this match in front of us taking on Clifton Clyde and the loser taking on Little River. So that is what is at stake. Let's go and step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with your first serve here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Grow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Grow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Dodge City, 1A D1 State Tournament pool play finishing up here, and we'll have 2A coming up in the afternoon. Valley Heights coverage coming at you, but kind of getting you caught up of what has all happened here today so far. Started off with Centralia defeating Central Christian 27-25, 25-16, get them off on a fantastic start. It was a very close first set all the way till the very end, which Trillia was able to win 3 straight points with a set point against them in favor of the Lions, where they came back 3 straight points to win 27-25, 25-16. Second match of the day, Rollins County defeated South Gray in kind of an upset because Rollins County, the 8 seed, South Gray, the 1 seed, and then Centralia defeated Rollins County 25-20, and then 25-23, that second set, Centralia trailed 23-20, and they won the last 5 points of the set to come from behind and secure the victory. Then the 2 matches that were before this one that's about to happen between Centralia and South Gray. South Gray defeated Central Christian 25-12, 25-21. And then Central Christian got their lone win of the tournament against Rollins County 25-14, 25-20, which that eliminates Rollins County. Central Christian had already lost 2 matches, so they are eliminated. So Centralia, South Gray are on to the semifinals, and the winner of this will be the number 1 seed from the pool and taking on the 2 seed in the other pool in the semifinal round. And speaking of the other pool, let's take a look at how that has unfolded so far. Start out with Clifton Clyde winning against Spearville in 3 sets, 25-22, 21-25, 25-22. Little River, the defending champs, defeated Olpe 25-12, 25-10 in dominant fashion. Spearville got their first win against Olpe. They won in 3 sets. Little River then defeated Clifton Clyde 25-17, 25-8. And then Clifton Clyde, they got their second win of the tournament, defeating Olpe 25-22, 25-21. Little River, Spearville has gotten underway. Again, these are the past 2 defending champions. Little River, as mentioned, winning last year. They are up 6-4 over the 2021 state champion Spearville in the first set. So very early on in this one, we're about to get this thing underway between South Gray, the number 1 seed in pool number 1, and Centralia, the number 4 seed in pool number 1. I guess they're the number 1 seed overall, and Centralia's number 4 seed overall, but that puts Centralia at the number 2 seed in this pool in particular, with Central Christian being the 3 seed in the pool and Rollins County being the 4 seed in the pool. So for Centralia, again, going with their black on blacks with the white letters and numbers with the orange going down the shoulders and the orange trim around those numbers. And as for South Gray, the Rebels, they are going with a black on black as well. They kind of have some more blue throughout their jerseys, including the blue numbers and white letters. So a little bit of a difference between the two as opposed to Rollins County, which is very similar jerseys to Centralia. Kind of, it didn't really make it too confusing because they don't switch sides like they do during the regular season, so that was helpful. But either way, I can tell the difference. And it will be the orange Libero jersey for Centralia and a white Libero jersey for South Gray. The Rebels will serve first, and we are set for this one. And it will be Haley Moyer, the 5'5 senior, a very senior-heavy Montezuma South Gray team. Got 5 seniors, and we are underway. Final match of the day for Centralia, with the winner getting the 1 seed in pool number 1. Back set, far side for South Gray, and it's down for the kill, but it was more of a backwards set. It was Lakin Gosen, the 5'6 sophomore, getting the first point of the match. And South Gray is on the board first. Serve to Kuckelman, and a bad return, but Peters tracks it down, and Kuckelman puts it over the net. Little tip at the net, and tip right back over to the Rebels' side. And right on the near side, tipped over to Centralia, digging it, but can't quite keep it alive for Centralia. On that back line was Hayden Kramer, and it's 2-0. In favor of South Gray. So a nice start for the number 1 seed in the tournament. They'll get to serve. This is a South Gray team that is 39-2, including postseason results set over by Isabel Haberkamp. She got close to getting underneath that line, and that barely squirts over to the Centralia side, set over by Owen Dieters, the libero for South Gray. Jason on the tools camp gets that one, and it is set down for the kill by Helm, the 5'8 senior, and it is 3-0 South Gray. Kind of similar to what we saw in both of the first 2 sets against Rollins County, with Centralia falling behind early and hanging in there. In fact, they were down as much as 8-2 in that second set. A big windup, and Dieters is blocked at the net, back to the Centralia side, set by Chicken Kramer to the left side, and Dieters just hits it over. Steps to the middle, and a big windup, and another kill from Helm. It's 4-0, favor of South Gray. Centralia yet to drop a set here in this tournament. Hoping to keep that alive here. Another serve coming up for Kaylee Moyer. Running up to this one, and that is wide of the mark. It is a service error that gets Centralia on the board for the first time in the match. Owen Dieters will be the first to serve for Centralia. To work from the near side, as Centralia goes right to left across the radio dial, the opposite goes for South Gray. It's into the back line. Here's a set to the far side. Big windup and slapped over by Isabel Haberkamp. A nice block up front by Josie Haberkamp in Centralia. Back-to-back points. They now trail 4-2. Australia once again head coached by Cindy Osterhaus. South Gray head coached by Rick Moyer. Set to the middle, tipped over, but blocked down by Josie Haberkamp. Once again, back-to-back blocks. Resulting in points for the 5-9 freshman for Australia, and it is 4-3. Nice little comeback run. Peter serve goes middle far side, and it goes underneath the net, and it is four straight now for Centralia. Trying to keep it going and get their first lead of the set right here. Serve goes back middle, returned by Lakin Gosen. Here's a set to the near side, blocked up front by Hayden Kramer. How about the blocks for the freshman? First it was Haberkamp, now it's Kramer getting in on the fun. And it is 5-4, Centralia. What a start. Back far return for the Rebels, and this one just hit over by Jasmine Cervantes. Coming to this side, and that one is in there for the kill, and again, it is Hayden Kramer. And it's 6-4, Centralia. My, oh my. Loving those runs. One goes to the libero, Jason Huelskamp, the 5'5 senior for South Gray. That one blocked at the net, but out of bounds off of the pair of freshmen for Centralia, Haberkamp and Kramer. They have been busy so far, and it is now 6-5. Centralia still up front by one here in this opening set. Returned by Kuckelman, the Centralia libero to the far side, and that one is down for the kill, far side by Josie Haberkamp. They have been electric to start this one out. It's 7-5 Panthers. Claire Heinen to check in. So does Marissa Brockstrom, the high-flying 5'9 junior. And Claire Heinen puts the serve into the net. So a service error, their third of the tournament. That makes it 7-6. So Josie Haberkamp, Claire Heinen to the bench. Here's a serve for the Rebels. Set by Tatum Kramer to the near side. Marissa Brockstrom partially deflected and out of bounds. Swimming up for that one, both Jasmine Cervantes and Clara Brenneman. And it's 8-6. So Centralia having a lead here the past few points. Love to get another point here and have their largest lead of the match so far. Here's a set by Moyer to the middle, and that one is wide. This time off the hand of Allie Reed. And it will be 9-6. Had to get the game ball and kick it to Coach Osterhaus as good as I could. There's the serve. Panthers up by a trio. Backwards set, and that one, a nice dig to keep it alive by Owen Dieters. Free ball sent over, though, by Kuckelman. Dance for the Rebels. Set to the far side and tipped over, and dig by Kuckelman. Popped up in the air and set over by Dieters. Return back line, South Gray, backwards set, and a dig, kick in, and a kill from Jasmine Cervantes once again. It's 9-7. Centralia still up by 2. And it will be the libero for South Gray, Jason Huelskamp, who will serve it here. Near side return by Dieters, set by Tim Kramer, near side Brockstrom, and that's deflected, and pops up in the air, kept alive, South Gray hits the free ball over. All done by the Rebels to scramble to get that one over. Australia side. Brockstrom blocked up front. pair of Rebels in on that one. And this one by Kramer is dug out by Huelskamp. Near side, back line, and it's sent over by Allie Reed. Set by Tatum Kramer near side. Another chance for Tatum Kramer. She's blocked once again. And miscommunication. It is kept alive, though. Dieters gets it last second. They send a free ball over. Here's a set once again by Moyer. Far side. And a nice dig back line by Niehaus. That one set down for Centralia. And it's popped up in the air to Centralia side once again. Dieters is going to set this one over. Huelskamp has it once more for South Gray. Nice rally both teams. That one the back line. It can't save it. On the back line is Niehaus. It's a kill for Allie Reed, the 5'9 junior. And it is 9-8. Centralia still are up by one. That lead shrinking down by a couple. Served by Huelskamp, and I think by Dieters, barely able to get that one. Broxman hits a free ball over. It'll be a set by Moyer to the far side, and Reed lines this one up. Nice dig. Dieters back line, didn't have to do much to get it, though. And Hayden Kramer sends that one too far from just inside the attack line. And we are tied 9-9. Three straight points from South Gray. Into the net, a service error. Centralia gets their lead right back after Jaclyn and Huelskamp had served four, make this three in a row cleanly. This one goes into the net. Centralia back by a point. And that's going to be an ace. In front of the diving by Helm. And Hayden Kramer with the ace. She'll go right back at it with Centralia back up by two. Turn good this time by Helm. Set up in the air by Moyer and hit over by Reed. And that one is in. Just barely sneaking that one in on the back far side is Allie Reed. 11-10. Meanwhile, Little River up big on Spearville. 21-8. Looking like Little River is going to get that number one seed. Here's a serve. Turned by Dieters. Here's a set backwards. And wind up and into the net for Martha Broxman to make it 11-11. So what that means is Little River is most likely going to win this match, pretty safe to say. And they will be the one seed. Clifton Clyde will be the two, with Spearville losing, getting to two losses. Darn good. Here's a set to the near side. Big wind up for Dieters, and that one is down for the KO back line. Difficult to see that back line on the far side, so a little bit of hesitancy for me to make that call. But it is down for Owen Dieters and her first kill of this match, and Charlie back up 12-11. Served by Kuckelman. Return good from the Rebels. Set by Moyer backwards. And that one hit the back line. Nice dig. Backside by Niehaus. Dieters, another chance. Trying to tip one down. And she's got it. Back-to-back kills by the 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. 13-11 Centralia. Once again, Corey Kuckelman, the senior libero to serve. From the far side. Turned by Huelskamp, the Rebels libero. This one up in the air, and a miss hit by Clara Brenneman. Can't get it near her target, and Centralia tied for their largest lead of the day. It's 14-11. It goes back near side, set by Moyer to the far side this time. They wind up deflected through blockers and down for the kill. This one from Lakin Gosen. She had a nice start to the set. She gets one here and brings the Rebels back within two. It's 14-12 here in a fast-paced first set. Not very many long rallies. Had one that went a good distance. Other than that, been pretty short. Dieters hits a free ball over after the serve from South Gray. And this one tipped over by Helm. Here's a set taken Kramer. Near side Dieters dinks it over. Popped up in the air. South Gray. Third hit. Helm hits it over. Free ball. Set Kramer. Near side Dieters. Points up into the net. Only got about halfway up the net. And South Gray with the point. It's 14-13. So Centralia has had a couple of three-point leads here in the first set, but South Gray keeps clawing the way back in it. Set by Kramer, middle, Dieters, that's blocked at the net and down. Fantastic block by Vi Helm, the 5'8 senior. He's been fantastic here in this first set. We are tied, three straight points for the Rebels, it's 14-14. Brenneman in the server. This one goes back middle, return clean by Kaden Kramer, and it will take over by Dieters. South Gray ready for it. Set far side, and goes and puts a charge into one, deflected, but to Centralia. Dieters, that one gets through the blockers, it's staying alive, and they're going to say a violation of four hits on South Gray, and Centralia regains the lead after giving it up for just 1 point. Trellia has had the lead for the majority of this first set. They didn't have it at the very beginning, but after a quick start from South Grace, Trellia has had the lead most of this first set. Turn good by Hueskamp. Warriors set to far side for Helen. That one blocked. And out of bounds, though, on the block. Point South Grace. We are tied once again at 15. Service now coming from Kaylee Moyer, the 5'5 senior for South Gray. Return back far side, Owen Dieters. Kramer set. He's about Haverkamp, just barely gets it over. Battle with the net. Goes to South Gray side, now to Centralia. Set Kramer to Dieters. And now on, nice dig back far side by Allie Reed. This one hit over to the Centralia side, down for the kill. This time by Gosen. And South Gray has their first lead in a while. It's 16-15. Rebels once again serving with Moyer. Their setter, returned by Kuckelman, falling to her right. And nobody there after Kramer hit it up in the air. Didn't quite get enough air underneath it. And some miscommunication as well to boot. And South Gray is now up by two. South Gray's largest lead. They got to a 4-0 start, which Centralia answered with six straight. Here's a backward set far side. Dieters with the charge in one, but this is dug out. Goes over the net to Centralia's side. Here's a set Kramer. Dieters try one again. That one deflected through South Gray in the air by Helm. And to the back near side, returned by Kuckelman. Set by Kramer as we just set over by Dieters. Nice job by South Gray to keep this one alive. A set over on the second hit. Poke it up to keep it alive. Nice set by Dieters and sent over, but it's too strong by Josie Haverkamp, a freshman. It's now a 3-point lead, 4 straight points for South Gray. It's 18-15, timeout Centralia. We'll take this one as well. It's a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school, and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
KMZA.
18-15 opening set. South Gray with a 3-point lead over Centralia. A 4-point run by the Rebels. And Sydney Osterhaus, the head coach of Centralia, wanting time. Out of the break, here's the serve. Set by Kramer. Far side Dieters. And that one down for the kill between a couple of blockers. And a big time point for Owen Dieters, who's had a mighty first set for the Panthers. And she will serve it here. Down by two. Turn clean. He's set by Moyer to the middle. Wind up. And that one, nice dig. Diving to her right by Owen Dieters. Hit over by Hayden Kramer, but it hits the pole. So it will be point South Gray. The Rebels get a big point in response to try to not let a run happen for Centralia. And they will serve it once again. This time for they can go center. That one goes into the net. It's a service error. And 19-17, now the score. Kuckelman, Josie Haverkamp will sit for a brief second. And Claire Heinen checking in. So does Marissa Brockstrom. Heinen with the serve. Returned by Hueskamp. Set far side Moyer. Setting this up for Reed. That one blocked it down. Marissa Brockstrom with the rejection. And it is a 1-point set. 19-18, Centralia with the service, trying to tie it up. Heinen with the serve. Return is nowhere to be found. It goes in between a couple of Rebels, and it's an ace for Claire Heinen, the sophomore. Now bounce the 5'6 sophomore. She has been big whenever she's been needed on the back line and in service. A monster ace, and we are tied, 19-19. And the Panthers retake the lead right here. Now on return by Hueskamp. Warrior, far side. Reed hits it over. No, she can't get it over. And Centralia back up by one, 20-19. Opening set, Panthers. Trying to continue this run, but they'll have to wait because a timeout is called by Coach Moyer. What a run for Centralia after the run from South Gray. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
20-19 is our score. Centralia retaking the lead. They have scored 5 of the last 6 points after down 18-15. Up 20-19 and with service. Claire Hinden, a sophomore, will do the honors for the Panthers. And that one barely getting over the net. A very nice serve for Hinden. This is the far side. Reed gets the kill. Big time response by the Rebels out of the break. And we are tied 20-20. In the South Gray bench and crowd loving that one. Getting right back into it. Service now coming from Vi Helm. The 5'8 senior puts it over. Return by Hayden Kramer to the far side. And now one by Isabel Haber. Can't. Nice dig over the net. And it's down in front on the South Gray side. As that return was kind of in an awkward spot for the Rebels. And that puts Centralia back up 21-20. Kinsey Niehaus. Been phenomenal on the backside for Centralia. She checks into the game, so does Tori Kuckelman. Here's the serve back near side return by Helm. Near Moyer and set over by Cervantes. That's Hayden Kramer. Middle, Brockstrom deflected. Backside, kept alive momentarily, and I think that's 4. Is that 4? No, it wasn't 4, but she can't get it over the net, and Centralia gets the points. It's 22-20. Back-to-back points with the match tie 20-20. Opening set, service, back far side, return for South Gray, hit in the air, middle, tipped over, it was right over the net to Centralia's side. Set over by Hayden Kramer, back far side, return South Gray. Moyer, set far side for Reed, hits it over, back far side, and can't get to it. On the back far side for Centralia was Isabel Haberkamp, and it's down for the kill, it's 22-21. Close one here in this opening set. It's been a fun one. Been a fun day of volleyball so far. Heuskamp with a serve, return. Kuckelman. Here's a set near side. Not a good set. It goes over to the South Gray side, and they get it right back to Centralia. Here's a slap over to South Gray side by Kuckelman. Going with the far side with it. Reed, that one a big hit. Nice dig. Backside Niehaus. Tipped over by Hayden Kramer. In the air, Moyer, far side for Reed. And that one, nice dig. Dieters pops up in the air near the Centralia bench, kept alive. By Aiden Kramer, a free ball is sent over, but they're still in it. 22-21, Centralia first set. Set far side, not a great set. It's tapped over, though, Centralia side. Near side, Aiden Kramer sets it over to the South Gray side. Rebels with it, they get it over. Peters with the return, set Kramer. Middle, Brockstrom, hit, back line, down, kill. 23-21, Centralia. Beautiful set up by the center, Aiden Kramer, the junior. And Brockstrom puts it down. In the middle of the court, and a timeout is called. Panthers up by 2, opening set 23-21. And we'll step aside for a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
23-21, Centralia leading South Gray, opening set, a fun one. And it will be Panthers serve out of the break. Meanwhile, behind us, maybe spoke too soon about Little River. They trail in set number 2, it's 9-8, so it's still kind of early. They won heavily in set number 1. Back to this one, though. Still waiting for service. Looks like it's Hayden Kramer, and it is, and we are back on our way. Now into the net, a service error, and we are tied, but it's 23-22. Charlie's still with the lead, but a costly service error, the second of the set, fourth of the tournament. Service, that one good, returned by Kuckelman for Centralia. Set, Kramer, near side, Dieter, big swipe, walk, back on the Centralia side and down, and we are tied, 23-23, so two huge points for Rick Moyer's team. And return by Kuckelman. Set. Kramer near side. Deers will try it again. He'll just tip it over the blockers this time. Not a good set by Helm. They'll scramble to get a free ball over, and they do so successfully. Here's a set. Kramer near side. Deers again. This one blasted, and that one is too long. Was it tipped? No. Centralia is saying it was, but it was not. It's three straight. And it is set point number one for South Gray. And timeout's going to be called just before the serve. Or no, are you going to play on? They are going to give him the timeout. And now the two officials will converge. The one on the near side, standing next to Coach Osterhaus, going to the official on the far side who's up on the ladder. This is a big call. I mean, I don't know how they would say that the timeout doesn't count because everybody kind of just stopped. Unless they just end up awarding a point to... Okay, so they will say it's a double thumbs up, which means we'll redo the point, but I don't think that they'll be awarded the timeout. So it's 23-23. No, it should be 24-23. Scoreboard says 23-23. It should be South Korea up by one. It should be set point, but the scoreboard says otherwise, unless I miss something. All right, so the scoreboard says 23-23. And head coach Rick Moyer wanting an explanation, I believe. So I think they're going to say it's, I guess they're going to say it's 23-23. All right, so here's a serve returned by Centralia. Set far side for Marissa Brockerman. Is that deflected? Yes, it was. It was deflected out of bounds. Oh, now they changed the score. So now it's 24-24. Or no, now they say it's 24-23 Centralia. Okay, so, yeah, so very confusing. But now I guess they're going to say that it's 24-23 Centralia. They have the serve at set point for the Panthers. Here's a set back side. It's tipped over, and Centralia converges. They keep it alive. Free ball sent over by Owen Dieters. Here's a set far side by Moyer. Now one deflected, popped up in the air, and Centralia keeps it alive. Free ball over by Tatum Kramer. Here's a set Moyer. She'll go backwards behind her to the near side, and that one is wide. And Centralia wins the point, and now the scoreboard says 24-24. Now it says 25-24. They have not gotten the scoreboard right. See, in my calculations, it should be, now I believe the scoreboard is correct, it should be 25-24, because it was 24-23. Centralia scored two straight, and so it should be 25-24 Centralia. So I believe we have it right now. The officials are talking to the scorer's table. But for whatever reason, when it was 24-23, they said that last point didn't count, but I think we are good to go. So it is 25-24 Centralia. We're going into extras. It is still set point for Centralia. Glad we got that cleared up. Here's the serve from Tori Kuckelman, and now it grazes the net, but South Gray gets it, and they will get it over. Free ball, though. Fields can't spin it over. Here's a set. Kramer, near side. Dieters will tip over, but South Gray ready. Set, far side. South Gray hits it over, deflected. Dig, Dieters. Kramer, set, near side. Tipped over. Dieters down for the kill, and Centralia wins set number one. A wild finish in this one. And Centralia wins three straight, down 24-23 to win 26-24, the exact same thing they did in the second set against Rollins County. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare Systems Redbud Plaza Assisted Living Facility offers a warm, friendly, home-like atmosphere located right next to the Onega Community Hospital. Redbud Plaza offers spacious one- and two-bedroom apartments and communal dining. Residents will enjoy planned activities, fitness center, and pool access. Redbud Plaza staff deliver the highest standard of care, treating each person with dignity and respect. Call today for information or to schedule a tour. 785-889-4142. Live life to the fullest at at Redbud Plaza.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
The Tire Cutters. They can take care of your waste tires. If they're piling up on you, call the Tire Cutters and get rid of them before the snow flies and covers them up. Before they freeze and are harder to handle, the Tire Cutters will quote a price on any cleanup at a business, residence, or farm. No job is too big or too small. Get rid of your unwanted tires today. Call Brenda, 785-336-3469. Weekly tire pickup is also available for businesses. Call the Tire Cutters, 785-336.
KMZA.
Kind of took a shorter break in between sets there, as we already have 2 points in the books. We are tied 1-1 here in set number two. Centralia winning a fun first set, 26-24. Jared Subby back with you live in Dodge City. Set Tatum and Kramer near his side. A big wind up before Hayden Kramer. Returned by the Rebels. The far side from beyond the attack line. Dig by Kuckelman for Centralia. Tip over by Josie Haberkamp, and that is too strong for the freshman. And that will make it 2-1 in favor of the Rebels. And that first set, that was back and forth. Teams trading leads. Talk about that here in a little bit. Turn by Kramer, set tipped over by Tatum Kramer on the second hit, but the Rebels are ready for it. Big wind up, a big swing for Gosen, but there on the dig is Kuckelman. Hit over by Dieters, and that one is with a tip. No, they're going to say it was not tipped. Coach Osterhaus thinking that it was tipped, and Centralia now trails 3-1 here in this second set. Another service coming from Kaylee Moyer. Turn near side, tipped over by Hayden Kramer. That goes over the net by Huelskamp. Set near side. Haberkamp is blocked, but he gets down for the kill. So it's kind of talking about that last set. 18-15 was a South Gray lead at 4 straight points, called a timeout, and then Centralia scored 5 of the next 6 to go up 20-19. Centralia then went up 23-21. South Gray got 3 straight to go up 24-23. And Centralia, they finished off their last 3 points of the set to win 26-24. This one blocked by Brockstrom and Kramer, but it gets through to Centralia's side. Brockstrom sends it back over South Gray's way. Hit over by Cervantes, and Cervantes lines up and sends one down for the kill from the near side near the net. And it's 4-2 in favor of the Rebels. Nice start here for South Gray. Serve coming from Gosen. Returned by Kuckelman. Back far side. Hit over. Blocked down on an attempt for Haberkamp. And down for the point for the Rebels. Another big block. South Gray has been so lethal up against the net defending against some of the attackers from Centralia today. 5-2 Rebel lead. That one grazes in that nice dig. Kuckelman dives to keep it alive momentarily. Third hit just go over somehow. Oh my goodness, she was out of bounds on the far side, and she just barely got it over and landed in the corner on the near side and down. Unbelievable hustle effort by Isabel Haberkamp, and she'll come to the bench after that. A phenomenal dig. Service by Niehaus, set to the near side, big windup, and sent down for the kill by Vihelm. And I think it's 6-3, South Gray. Centralia got off to a slow start in set number one. They trailed 4-0, but then they proceeded to score the next 6 points, trying to find something like that here. Not a great return by Kuckelman, and she'll send a free ball over. Here's a set, far side, and that one blasted, blocked by Brockstrom and Kramer. Back to the Rebel side, it's set over here the Centralia side. Kramer set near side, wind up Rockstrom, that one is too strong. And that will be another point for South Gray, 7-3. Meanwhile, Spearville is leading Little River 20-17 in set number two. Make it 20-18, Little River won set one. Service goes back middle, return by to Kuckelman. It's tipped down back to Centralia's side. We get it right back. Not a very good set by Kuckelman. Does get it over, though. This Broxman. Set middle to Dover. Turn Kramer. Backward set Dieters. Hit over by Hayden Kramer. Rebels with it. They'll send a free ball over on the back line. Return Kuckelman. Far side. Hayden Kramer set near side. Tip over Broxman. And Allie Reed was there for the Rebels. She'll get it right back. That one back near side and down for the kill. Would have been a tough get for Owen Dieters. She half let it go, kind of half thought that it was going to go out and half thought maybe she had a shot at it, but she lets it go. And it is 8-3 in favor of South Bray. So quickly, Centralia finds themselves in a hole here in set number two. Return Kuckelman. Backward set. It goes over the net. A big time spike far side by Allie Reed. Mistake there by Tatum Kramer, who's off to a little bit of a slow start. Not a great effort by her in this second set. She has had a great tournament so far, though, so I'm sure she'll get back on track, especially with a timeout being called by Coach Osterhaus. But Centralia trying to get back on the right path after trailing 9-3 here in set number two. Set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia in a hole early. They're down 9-3 here in set number two after winning set number one, 26-24. Final match for Centralia here in day one. They are on to the semifinals as there's an ace right out of the timeout by Vi Helm. Kuckelman diving for it, couldn't quite get to it, and it's 10-3. Just a matter of who wins this pool. South Gray is on to the semifinals as well. Return, back line, Kuckelman set, Tatum Kramer far side, and Hayden Kramer could quite get it down. Nice tip over by the Rebels. Set near side, it's time for Hayden Kramer, back line, nice dig for the Rebels. Moyer pops in the air, and it's set over to Centralia's way. Set Dieters, near side, Hayden Kramer, better one that's forcing the Rebels to scramble, but they just do get it over on the third try. Another try, Kramer, Brockstrom in this time, now a nice dig. Back far side for South Gray. They just hit it over with Moyer. Another try for Centralia. That one blasted back side, and that is a point one by South Gray. That one is too long. That was a phenomenal defensive effort by the Rebels all the way through. Centralia had four or five opportunities to get a kill, and they were able to dig those out. They eventually let one go long. It's 11-3. Set near side, Broxham. That one blocks right back to Kuckelman, and she'll keep it alive for Centralia. Free ball will be sent over by Hayden Kramer. Set by Moyer, far side, tipped over, blocked at the net, to Centralia's side, set over by Tatum Kramer. South Gray pops one up in the air, Allie Reed slaps one to Centralia's side, Kramer to Hayden Kramer, and that one is down for the kill. Much needed points, that makes it 11-4. Centralia needing to get a nice run here together. They got six straight in the beginning of the first set, trying to get something like that going here now. Here's a set. Middle, tipped over Reed. Dig, Kramer. Set over by Dieters. Here's a set by Moyer. Far side. Allie Reed gets it over. Back middle. A tough dig by Niehaus. She keeps it alive for Centralia. Free ball sent over by Dieters. Backward set for Cervantes. Tipped over. And Tatum Kramer keeps it alive for Centralia. And slapped over by Owen Dieters. Just barely keeping it alive is South Gray. Reed is back line. Nice one-handed stab at it by Niehaus. And it gives Dieters an opportunity, and that one is down for the kill. Fantastically done. Kinsey Niehaus with a phenomenal dig, kind of just throwing her right arm at it, popping it up in the air, and that ended up giving them an opportunity to set up Owen Dieters for the kill. It's 11-5. So back-to-back points. Now for Centralia, trying to get something going. Set by Moyer, and hit over. Nice dig by Dieters on the hit from Brenneman. And hit over by Dieters to the South Gray side. Moyer from beyond the attack line to Helm, if it's a charge into one from beyond the attack line. Centralia ready. Dieters is blocked. Kramer pops up in the air. Still alive. Good hustle effort by Hayden Kramer. And it's sent over by Niehaus on the back line. And it is into the net on the third try by South Gray. Incredible scramble effort by the Panthers on that back line. Combined effort of Hayden Kramer and Kinsey Niehaus. Keeping it alive for Centralia, it's 11-6. That far side, and that one is too strong on the attempts from Clara Brenneman, and it's 11-7. So four in a row now for Centralia. Needing to keep it going, still got some work to do, but a good start. Brenneman, Boyer, took over by Cervantes, nice dig by Jaden Kramer, and poked over South Gray's way. Set up far side, Allie Reed, deflected, kept alive and out of bounds territory. Still alive, and Dieters hits it over in the third try, digging it near side, is held. It over Cervantes, dig Niehaus, near side Kramer, and Dieters deflected. Over underneath the net, and down on the South Gray side for another Centralia point. Here come the Panthers. Five straight. Timeout called by Coach Moyer. Meanwhile, behind us, it's 25-24 Spearville going into extras and set number two. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here, here in Dodge City. Talking about the implications here. So Little River, if they were to win this match behind us, they are the one seed in Pool 2. And Clifton Clyde is the two. I believe, actually, Clifton Clyde is the two either way. They're rather, I don't think that's set, but this would certainly put Little River as the one if they were to win this one at 3-0. And as for what that means for Centralia, they are going to be the one or the two in this pool, and it is now 1-1 in sets between Spearville and Little River. But as for what it means, like I said, getting back to my thought, is that Centralia is either going to be the one or the two seed out of this pool and into the semifinals. Spearville lost to Clifton Clyde, so I think since that is the case, Clifton Clyde is in. Since they went 2-1, Spearville, they can go 2-1 as well, but Clifton Clyde beat Spearville. But as for Little River, they are trying to get in as well. It's a whole confusing thing. If Little River wins this, it'll make it a lot easier. Make it really confusing if Spearville would have won. It'd be a three-way tie. All right, here we go back in this one. Into the back line. Centralia with it. Set to the middle. Dieters flaps it over. South Gray's way. Here's the set by Moyer. Far side. Wind up for Reed. And that one return by Hayden Kramer. Set by Tatum Kramer for Dieters. Deflected. Nice one-hand stab to keep the live held. But that is all they're going to be able to do. It goes into the crowd. And Centralia is back to a two-point deficit. Six straight points for the Panthers. Service goes to the back line for Centralia. South Gray with it. Big windup and into the net for Allie Reed. And it's 7 straight for Centralia. It's 11-10. This was an 11-3 set. And it was looking like doom and gloom for Centralia. Possibly looking at a third set. But Centralia has not lost a set yet today. They've been a worthy adversary for everybody in this tournament. This one blasted too long for South Gray. And we are tied. 8 straight. Hanging in there, making a charge back. Another serve once again by Hayden Kramer. And this one sent over by Cervantes, but is blocked back to the South Gray side. It does leak over Centralia's way, and Dieters puts a charge on this one. It's blocked back to Centralia. Hayden Kramer sets it back up for Dieters. That one partially through the blockers and kept alive and somehow poked over by the Rebels. Still playing. Dieters, that one deflected to the back line, and that is out. That's another tail throw, and Dieters in Centralia has taken a 12-11 lead. 9 straight. An incredible rally for the Panthers. They're still going. Here's the serve. Return. The backward set tipped over. Centralia's way. Set by Tatum Kramer, and from the attack line, Dieters just gets it over, keeps the play alive. Setting this up for Allie Reed, she tries to tip it over, and she shorthanded it. That is 10 in a row for Centralia. Panthers by 2, 13-11, second set. Turn good for South Gray. Set, Moyer, near side, wind up, that one deflected. Or was it deflected? They're going to say it was untouched, so Centralia gets yet another point. This is getting ridiculous at this point. And it looked like to me that it was deflected. Head coach Rick Moyer is thinking the same thing. He is not happy. But Centralia gets the benefit of the doubt. Service to the back line. Return good by Helm. Set Moyer. And this one is blocked. Kept alive. But they're going to say that that is four hits against the Rebels. And guess what? That is yet another point for Centralia. That is 12 in a row. Unprecedented level of run here for Centralia. That near side, tip over Rebels, Dieters with the dig. In the air, Kramer, over by Broxman, and she shorthands it, and that finally ends that incredible 12-point run, and is now 15-12. Now service coming up for Jacelyn Kuhlskamp. Here's a set near side. Eater swings into the net and down. So back-to-back points. Now for South Gray. This is certainly not over. It's 15-13. Centralia with a 2-point lead after all that. The number one victory from Centralia. 26-24 was the final. And that's a great serve. Somehow keeping it alive momentarily, but they're going to say it's a lift against Tatum Kramer. That's going to be an ace. And it's three straight points now for South Gray. They can tie it all of a sudden if they get a point right here. All about momentum, the game of runs. Turn Dieters near side. We'll get it right back to her. We'll be sent over, trying to go to the front, and she gets it down. Nobody there. Front far side. Dieters recognizes it, and the 5'6 junior puts it down for the point, and Centralia ends that little 3-point run. And it is now 16-14. Meanwhile, behind us, third set underway. Little River Spearville tied 4-4. Back to this one. Detz Moyer backwards. It is through. A tough play for Tatum Kramer. She can't handle it. And South Gray responds with a point of their own in 16-15. And this time it will be Ellie Reed, the 5'9 junior hitter with the service. And that one will be returned by Dieters. Here's the set for Kramer. And that one right at the net. Dieters tips it over, but Dieters touches the net, and we are tied, 16-16. Here we go. Here is the serve. It goes middle. Kuckelman. Here's the set. Near side, big windup, and that one deflected and through. And that is going to get down. Rebels pit the scramble. And that makes it 17-16, Centralia. Those of you who are waiting for Valley Heights will have coverage from them coming up here in a little bit. Final matchup of your morning games. It's supposed to be morning. Here's a set, Moyer. Tip over, deflected, down for the kill, and we are tied 17-17. Back and forth we go after a couple of some major runs. South Gray started up 11-3, then 12 straight points for Centralia to go 15-11. Three straight more by South Gray, and we've been back and forth since then. In the air by Tatum Kramer, hit over by Josie Haberkamp, and that one is down. She was only about 2 feet in front of the attack line. She puts it back middle, towards the back line, and down for the point for the freshman. Centralia back up by one. Service for Owen Dieters. Return back middle. Backwards set. And over. Nice dig. Tatum Kramer back far side. Goes to Haberkamp to Hayden Kramer. Freshman to freshman. Set Moyer to the middle. Slapped over by the senior by Helm. Set by Isabel Haberkamp. And winder for Josie Haberkamp. Nice dig to keep it alive for South Gray. And we send over free ball. Isabel Haberkamp on the set. Second hit. And hit over by Hayden Kramer. South Gray ready for it. Nice rally going, both teams by Helm, with the charge, one nice dig, Owen Dieters. And he'll be set over by Tori Kuckelman. There's a set, near side, tipped over Helm. Nice dig, near side by Hayden Kramer, backwards set to keep the play alive, Tatum Kramer. South Gray now with it. And tipped over, deflected by a couple blockers, and down for the South Gray points. I believe that was Lakin Gosen, giving South Gray the points, and we are tied 18-18. Rebels trying to take the lead here, and that's going to be down for an ace in front of Tori Kuckelman. Kaylee Moyer with the service. 1918 Rebels. Second set, Centralia winning set 126-24. Up in the air, middle, Isabel Haverkamp hits it over. Set, middle, far side, and that one is sent too strong by Gosen. Near tie, 19-19. And after this one concludes, we'll try to get some clarification from Acacia on the tiebreaker, if there is one, and pool two behind us. Is that one into the net? Third service error of the match, fifth of the tournament. That one goes to Claire Heinen, and South Gray reclaims the lead at 20-19. South Gray had a 24-23 lead, and Centralia had three straight points to win set number one. A turn by Kuckelman, diving, going to her right, and a nice blast by hitting Kramer gets the kill back far side. And that ties us up 20-20. Kinsey Niehaus checks in. She will serve it. What a spectacular job she's done here tonight. I guess this afternoon. Better way to clarify that. Return by Dueskamp. Set by Moyer. Far side. Greed hits it over. And tough play for Niehaus. Keeps it alive momentarily. But it's down. And South Gray back up by one. It was a good effort there by Kinsey Niehaus. Kuckelman went out to try to go get that one, but she was unable to. Four back, two up to return the serve from Vihel. Returned by Kuckelman, diving to her right in the air by Kramer, and from beyond the attack line, deflected by Dieters, but if Dieters had it deflected, and it goes out of bounds and down on the South Gray side, and we are tied 21-21. We continue to go back and forth. We've been going back and forth ever since it was 15-14. No team has had a lead greater than two since then. Service for Hayden Kramer. Return popped up in the air. Moyer to Cervantes. Hit over. Return Dieters. Set Kramer near side. Dieters deflected and through the South Gray side. Up in the air. Moyer far side. Reed. That one. Nice day. Kuckelman right up against the net. It goes over the South Gray side. Hit over to Centralia side. Dieters. She'll set it over. Here is the set by Cervantes. Far side to Reed. That one blasted. Nice dig. Keep it alive for Hayden Kramer. As we sent over free ball by Owen Dieters. Here is the set by South Gray, and Cervantes gets the kill. Just a little tip over from the near side to the far side. South Gray back up by one. Continue to exchange points. The Rebels have had the lead most of the way in this back half of this set. And once again, it's Jacelyn Hewelskamp, the 5'5 senior libero, to serve it for the Rebels. And that one barely gets over the net. Nice dig. Kuckelman on the return. And that one hits the pole on Dieter's hit and is a 2-point lead for South Gray. So once again, Centralia is going to need a late rally. A timeout is called by Coach Osterhaus of Centralia. Let's step aside for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
Kansaland Radio.
So South Gray leads 23-21 here in set number two. Centralia trying to put away South Gray in two straight sets. After the Panthers won set number one, 26-24. Centralia once again needing a late rally to try to come back. They've done it multiple times here today, so see if they can possibly do it here yet again. They have not lost a set here today. Hughes can't serve, and we're back underway. Return, Kuckelman, set, Kramer, Dieters. Swipe, down, hill, back to a one-point set, 23-22. Much needed point after the Cindy Osterhaus timeout. Kuckelman to serve. Headed Rebels away, return by Helm. Set by Moyer, and Reed hits it over to the back line. Return, Tatum Kramer, hit up in the air. Hayden Kramer set over by Owen Dieters. Rebels ready for it, but they'll send... Not the greatest opportunity by South Gray. And here's time for Dieters. That deflected back over to Centralia and shipped over to South Gray. After a battle of the net, Reed. Nice dig. Kuckelman dives to her right to keep it alive for Centralia. Peters in the back line, that's too much. And set point number one for South Gray, it's 24-22. And Centralia will need back-to-back points to extend into extras. Service from Allie Reed. Back return by Dieters. Set by Tatum Kramer. Middle. Dieters. Tip over. And that is down for the points. Need one more. Can they get one more point? And send it into extras. 24-23 South Gray. Set point number two for the Rebels. Panthers trying to extend this second set and win the match in two straight sets. Here we go. Tatum Kramer with the serve, and it's underway. Return to Huelskamp. Set Moyer. Hit over. Return. Tatum Kramer. Set by Isabel Haverkamp near side. Dieter tips it over, and that is a nice dig for South Gray. Set up in the air. He'll send a free ball over. Chance for Centralia, but nobody was there. It was right in the middle. It was a free ball sent over, and we will go to a third set, and the Rebels win 25-23. What a fun second set. Let's do it again. We'll step aside for 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
October is here, and it's time to celebrate National Co-op Month. Cooperatives are more than just a business. They're the heartbeat of our local community. From credit unions, farmer co-ops, electric co-ops, cooperatives are everywhere making a positive impact on our lives. Ag Partners is dedicated to giving back locally and donated over $140,000 this past year to local communities, schools, churches, and more. Join Ag Partners in celebrating the power of cooperatives all October long. Happy Co-op Month from Ag Partners Co-op, partnering for the future.
KMZA.
We go to a third set here in Dodge City, 1AD1 state tournament. The winner of this match wins the pool and gets the one seed in the semifinals. The both teams already firmly into the second day. Jared Fluffy back with you. Seth Collison back in the booth. Been a fun match. Centralia won the first set 26-24. South Gray bounces back and wins the second set 25-23. It's the first set that Centralia has lost here today. And it will be he's going to serve out of, looks like it's going to be South Gray serving out of the break. And it looks like we are about ready. A couple substitutions coming in for the Rebels. Tweeting out an update as well as we speak. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Kansaland Sports, as a return good by Dieters. Set to the near side, tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp, and that is just barely wide. And first point of the set goes to the Rebels. Those just joining us, 11-3 run to start the second set for South Gray, 12 straight in a row, then by Centralia. From there, it was back and forth the rest of the way, won by the Rebels at the end. And that one tipped down at the net by South Gray on a hit over by Dieters that just barely got over the net, and it's 2-0 South Gray. Run and serve. Return good by Hayden Kramer. Set Tatum Kramer for his Haverkamp, and that is down for the kill. That might have been a little bit long, but it was tucked right in that back near corner in Centralia with the point down 2-1 for the past four consecutive sets going into the last match. They have trailed very early in their sets, but that really hasn't really anything. Backward set, big swipe, and that is down for the kill. Allie Reed this time, and it's 3-1 South Gray. Again, the Rebels out to a hot start. They scored the first 6 points. Zone deflected, up at the net, back to Centralia side, tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp, returned by Huelskamp of South Gray. Big swipe through the blockers and down for the kill. It's 4-1 South Gray. What I meant to say there was, before I set said that incorrectly. South Gray scored the first 4 points of set number one. And then South Gray got out to that hot 11-3 start in set number two. And here it's 4-1, South Gray. Service from Gosen. Here's the set from Tatum Kramer. Middle for Isabel Haverkamp. Puts it to the back line. Turned by Huelskamp. Hit over by Reed. Back line return. Tuckelman. Set near side. Hayden Kramer. Nice dig. Keeping it alive in out of bounds territory, but they can't keep it alive for much longer. And Australia gets the point to make it 4-2. Meanwhile, behind us, Little River up 20-15 in set number three over Spearville. And the previous two state champions, Little River, the defending champions, Spearville winning it in 2021. Seeding implications on the line on that one as well in semifinals. And that one, Tatum Kramer couldn't quite keep it up in the air. They say it's a lift against Tatum Kramer. It's now 5-2 in favor of the Rebels. It's your early. Vihelm to serve it for South Gray. This one barely getting over the net, and Tatum Kramer with the return, and nice spot by Isabel Haverkamp, and that is down for the kill. She put it from just in front of the attack line all the way to the back line in between a couple of defenders for the Rebels. That makes it 5-3. So a minimal 2-3 point lead early for South Gray in between those two, back and forth. They wind up and have lost, but they're going to say that one was down on the Centralia side. That was really tough to see. Hard to tell which side it landed on. It landed on the Centralia side. It landed on South Gray's side. That's why my inflection was like that. But it's South Gray's point. It's 6-3. Return by Dieters on the South Gray serve. Big windup for Brockstrom. And that was deflected. And Centralia gets the point as that one goes out of bounds. Off the deflection. 6-4. Third set. Winner wins the pool. It's looking like the loser of this one will take on Little River in the semifinals. Winner will take on Clifton Clyde. That one over. Here's a set near side. A wind-up, and that one deflected after the hit from Dieters, but through to the Rebels' side. Return Dieters. Set near side for Dieters once again. That one deflected. Dig for the Rebels by Gosen, and Reed is blocked at the net. Back to South Gray's side. He'll send a free ball over.
Stay with us. Nice long rally here. 2.1 FM, KMZA.
For another Weather Eye weather forecast, next.
And the kill for South Gray is 7-4. Favor of the Rebels here in set number three. The service coming from Allie Reed. Returned by Tuckelman. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer. Near side Owen Dieters sets it over. Far side. Up against the net. Rebels ready for it. Gets it back near side. Return Tuckelman. Kramer near side. Dieters. That one back line. Too strong. And South Gray, now with their largest lead of the set, is an 8-4 third set lead for the Rebels. Allie Reed, service, return clean, sets backwards, far side for Brockstrom. She's blocked the net, and they're going to say that's four hits. Now a 5-point lead for South Gray, and a timeout's going to be called by Sydney Osterhaus of Centralia. Let's step aside 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
All All right, right out of the break, South Gray, they get a point out of the timeout. It's now 10-4 in favor of the Rebels here in set number 3. Centralia trying not to let this one slip away from them, and Marissa Brockstrom puts one into the net on an attempt. And Tatum Kramer kind of trying to tell her team to calm down just a little bit, as their deficit is now up to 7 points. Return by Hayden Kramer. Big wind-up for Owen Dieters, and that one is down for the KLA. Much-needed point for the Panthers. This isn't even their largest deficit, though. They trailed 11-3 in the opening set. They came back to win that set. Actually, no, I guess it was the last set, so they didn't lose that set, but they came all the way back to take a lead. That one deflected off of Panther, set to the near side, kept alive, and Dieters hits it over. Set by Moyer. Far side, running up, and Gostin sends it long. So back-to-back. And it is now 11-6. So can Centralia get a run and continue it and get back in this one? Backward set, hit over, return by Hayden Kramer. Set to the near side for Owen Dieters. Barely gets it over and raised the net. Rebels ready for it, though. Hit over by Gostin, return far side by, once again, Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieters hits it over to the back line. Rebels converge and are able to get it over with Gostin. Set near side. Kramer, Dieters. That is down for the kill. And three straight for Owen Dieters and Centralia. Another serve coming up here for Tori Kugelman. By the way, a little river. Clifton Clyde is a 2. Spearville just 1 win. They are eliminated. Same with Olby. They were 0-3. Here's backwards set. It goes over the net. Nice dig. Owen Dieters. And she'll go ahead and hit it over after falling to the ground. Later recovered by the junior, but it's hit over in an area where there nobody was, in the middle of the court by the setter, Kaylee Moyer, and it's down for the South Bay point. It's 12-7. So that means the winner of this match in front of us will take on Clifton Clyde in the semifinal, and the loser will take on the defending champ in Little River. I tell you, you do not want to face Little River if you want to have a chance to play in the championship, that is for sure. Return by Dieters. Set by Kramer. Back to Dieters. Far side return on the dig is by Brenneman. She'll give it up and hit over Centralia's way. Kramer near side. Dieters. Partially deflected. Through to the Rebels. Set. Middle. Now one past the blocker. Haverkamp and down for the South Break Hill. So back-to-back points after it was 11-7. Now 13-7. Turn by Dieters, back middle, and Haverkamp, a nice attempt, but a good dig, far side by Brenneman. Here's a set by Dieters, now a set by Kramer, back to Dieters, that one through the blockers to the Rebels' side, they'll keep it alive, though, but it will be a free ball sent over. Here's a dig, back line, Tatum Kramer tips it over to Dieters, nice job poking up in the air as Moyer, keeping it alive for the Rebels, nice rally, both teams here, return by Niehaus. Set near side, Dieters again, after blockers again, a nice dig by South Gray, this time from Allie Reed. Another free ball, another opportunity for Centralia. Can they convert on this one by Dieters? That one back to Centralia side on a block. Another opportunity, but Dieters just hits it over. Return by Heelskamp, set middle, and now one blasted past Kuckelman, and another fantastic rally, defensive rally by Rebels, by South Gray, won by the Rebels, and that was by Helm. On the kill, it is 14-7, three straight now for the Rebels for a touchdown lead. Turn by Kuckelman. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer. A little tip over by Dieters. South Gray all over it. Helm's slow to get up. She is hurt. She was underneath the net as well when they missed that call. And they're going to go ahead and replay it. The play was going on, and Helm was injured. It looked like she maybe twisted her ankle or something like that. And we will redo this point. It is 14-7, South Gray with a 7-point lead here in the third set. Centralia winning the first set 26-24, and then dropping the second set 23-25. In that first set, it was South Gray scoring the first 4 points, and then Centralia getting the next six. And from there, Centralia had anywhere from a 1-3-point lead. But South Gray scored 4 straight to go up 18-15. Centralia called a timeout out of the break. Centralia scored 5 of the next 6 points to go up 20-19, which led to South Gray spending their first timeout, which Centralia got a 23-21 lead. South Gray scored 3 straight to go up 24-23. Then Centralia returned the favor, scored the last 3 to win that first set. And in the second set, it looks like we're ready to go. I guess we'll hold that thought there and get back to action. Again, it's 14-7. Third set, South Gray trying to come back and win this one. Well, not necessarily come back. I guess it would be a comeback as they lost the first set. And a bad serve goes into the net by Clara Brenneman of South Gray. It's 14-8. So a little bit of timeout on the play, maybe possibly giving Centralia some momentum. Service coming for Tatum Kramer. Pops up in the air. Kept alive. Brenneman making a free ball over. Well done by the Rebels on the scramble. They wind up in Dieters. That one is down for the kill. Back middle. Owen Dieters having a tremendous third set. He's also very solid in that second set as well. So overall, just a well-rounded, solid volleyball player. Any way you slice it up. And now a timeout is called, and we will do the same. 30-second break. 14-9. South Korea leads it in set number 3. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
KMZA.
Here we are in the third set, 14-9. Our score, South Gray with a 5-point lead, but Centralia has scored the last two, trying to get some momentum here going and get back in this one. Panthers will serve it. This is Tatum Kramer. Return is good by Brenneman. Here's a set by Hewlett-Camp to the far side and just slapped over. Tatum Kramer hits in the air. Tuckerman sets to the far side. And they'll just punch over with Isabel Haverkamp. Set up in the air. Far side, South Gray. Deflected. Dig. Tuckerman. Set Kramer. Near side, Dieters. She slaps it over the defenders, but they were ready for it. Set middle and Helm is partially deflected through the Centralia side. And took over by Josie Haverkamp. Again, South Gray ready. Set to the middle of the court. Nice dig back middle by Hayden Kramer. Free ball sent over by Owen Dieters. Here's a set by Moyer. Far side. Big wind up, and that is Ruth Walkers and out of bounds for the kill for Lakin Gosen. I haven't mentioned her name much here in the third set. She had a tremendous first set. Had a couple of big points as well in the second set to boot. That one right there puts the Rebels up 15-9. Service return by Hayden Kramer, set up by Tatum Kramer. Big wind of Dieters is blocked, but kept alive on a nice dig by Isabel Haverkamp. We'll send a free ball over with Tori Tuckelman. Here's the set by Moyer to the far side. Big wind up for Gosen. That one is down for yet another Rebels kill by Lincoln Gosen, the 5'6 sophomore. 16-9 is now our score here in this final set. Centralia trying to avoid having to play Little River in the semifinals. If they were to drop this one, that is their fate. Far side, big windup that's blocked, but a nice dig for South Gray. And that'll be slapped over, returned by Tuckelman. That far side, big windup, and Haverkamp can't get that one down. It goes immediately back over to Centralia's side, goes South Gray, and they go play a little patty cake with it. Back-to-back-to-back hits on each side. Now Centralia with possession. That Tatum Kramer near side, Dieters, threw a couple blockers, deflected. Scrambling to hit a free ball over, and they do so successfully to Centralia. Set by Tatum Kramer, backwards, far side, stuffing it into the net is Isabel Haverkamp, and is now 17-9. And timeout is called after three straight points by the Rebels. And it is a 30-second timeout, and we will go ahead and keep it here. So once again, kind of wrapping this one up. Well, sorry, not wrapping this one up, just kind of tying the bow on everything that's gone on in terms of the scope of the tournament leading into tomorrow. Before the semifinals are set, it's going to be Little River the 1, Clifton Clyde the 2 out of pool number 2 behind us. The winner of this one will be the 1 seed in pool 1, and the loser will be the 2 seed in pool 1. Little River will take on the loser of this match in front of us. Trillia trying to avoid that fate. And the winner will take on Clifton Clyde. Semifinals will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And we will have more information about those semifinals on our follow-up, our write-up on today's action on this morning set of games up on our website, mscsports.net. Been writing that as we go along. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Again, mscsports.net. Here we go. Back underway, 17-9 South Gray. Nice day, Kuckelman on the serve from South Gray. Peters puts a charge into one, and that is down for the kill. Jules Camp, the libero, went away from that one to think that it was long, but instead, it is down for the kill. So it is now 17-10. Service for Centralia. That near side hit over, deflected by Isabel Haberkamp. It goes onto the South Gray side. Is it down or is it out? It is down. Isabel Haberkamp got that one somehow. She was up against the net on the far side, and she got it to the far side, right up against the net. So it's now 17-11. Big wind up, and that one, nice dig. Kato Kramer in the air, punched over by Isabel Haberkamp. Here's a set, and they blast down for the kill, middle by Vielm. It's 18-11. Seven-point South Korea lead here in set number three. Turned by Kuckelman. Set near side. And that one deflected, but through on a hit from Hayden Kramer. Australia now with it once again. He'll try another one. Back near side, and that one is down for the kill. Thinks that the Rebels thought that it was out. Said that was in. Coach Hoyer. Beg your pardon, Coach Moyer. Arguing his case, but he's not going to be able to convince the officials otherwise. Trillia trailing by 6, 18-12. Panthers will serve it. Claire Heinen checks in. She will serve it here. 5-6 sophomore. Been really solid on the back line when she comes in. There's the serve. And that one, front middle is where that one lands. Good serve by Heinen. It's over, and nice save by Heinen up against the net. They keep alive momentarily, but they can't get it over. It's 19-12. Josie Haberkamp. Oh, she came in, came right back out. More substitutions for the Panthers. Two up, four back to return the serve. Running out of time here in this final set. Big wind up deflected. Hip in the air, and set by Moyer, big windup, deflected. Or was it not deflected? They're going to say that it was not deflected, so out of bounds, and it's a point for Australia. It actually was the net that got a piece of it to cause the misdirection. Back to a 6-point deficit for Australia. Been around a 5-6-point deficit for a while now. There's a set far side for the Rebels. Nice dig. Owen Dieters keeps it alive. Niehaus, and hit over by Hayden Kramer. South Gray with it. Moyer, far side, big wind up, and Kuckelman can't handle that one. And it is now 19-13. Here comes the serve from Jason Hielskamp. Five finest senior libero for the Rebels. Turn by Kuckelman, set by Tatum Kramer, near side Marissa Brockson puts a charge in that one. Nice dig by Hulskamp in out-of-bounds territory. They scramble to keep it alive. Peters, free opportunity here for Centralia. They just tip it over to Brockman. Couldn't quite get it down. It's a good try. Now it hit over Centralia's way. Set near side by Kramer to Hayden Kramer. And again, the Rebels over that one. That one deflects off the net in a friendly roll. It lands down the middle of the court. It is 21-13. Their largest lead of the set. Tied for their largest lead. They had a 17-9 lead. Service once again for Hulskamp. Back near side. Return Dieters. Set to the near side for Broxman. Deflected and down for the Australia kill. And once again, back to a football score and a one touchdown lead for South Gray. It's 21-14. Service coming for Hayden Kramer. Head back middle. Set Moyer backwards. deflected and popped up in the air for Centralia and down. Couldn't keep it alive for much longer. It's 22-14. Desperation mode now for Centralia. They need to score at best 10 of the next 12 points to extend this match. And not a good return, and that is down for an ace. Centralia has not had very many aces go the opposite way. And this one starting to look like it is over. 23-14. That one's into the net, a service error by the Rebels. That's a rarity from them. I think that's just the second from them today. And Kuckelman will now serve it. And overturn by South Gray, Seth Moyer, near side, and hit over, deflected. Nice job keeping that alive by Tatum Kramer. Joseph Haberkamp with the set. O'Neill is partially deflected, and poked over on the second try by Huelskamp. Nice dig. The near side, Dieter is a big windup. That is too strong. Or was it deflected? They're going to say no. And it is match points for the Rebels, 24-15. Largest lead of the match for South Gray. And returned by Kuckelman, and up in the air by Tatum Kramer. Dieters hits it over, sets middle, far side, middle, and blocks. And Joseph Haberkamp with the block, and Centralia will be serving it the rest of the way until this one goes into extras. I guess, or until it goes into extras, if it does. Service from Tatum Kramer. Here it comes. Middle far side on the return by Huelskamp. Hit over. Backside. Left to scramble to keep this one in play. Does Centralia. They will hit a free ball over. Back far side. Here's the set. And that one deflected. Return by Kuckelman. Here's the set near side. Big wind up. And that one is through. And tipped over and down. And that will do it. South Gray wins it. 25-16 in the final set. And they win it 24-26, 25-23. 25-16. Tough one to swallow for Centralia, and they will have to face Little River in the semifinals starting tomorrow. So we will have that one for you at 9 a.m., and then the championship or third place game will follow that one, and we'll have coverage of that for you as we wrap up our quote-unquote morning session at 3:30 in the afternoon as the Class 2A teams are still waiting for their turn. We're going to send it to the studio and come right back to wrap up our final thoughts on this one and come back and, we'll get you ready for Valley Heights as they will be getting ready for their set of games. You are listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare Systems Redbud Plaza Assisted Living Facility offers a warm, friendly, home-like atmosphere located right next to the Onega Community Hospital. Redbud Plaza offers spacious one- and two-bedroom apartments and communal dining. Residents will enjoy planned activities, fitness center, and pool access. Redbud Plaza staff deliver the highest standard of care, treating each person with dignity and respect. Call today for information or to schedule a tour. 785-889-4142. Live life to the fullest at Redbud Plaza.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
That was a valiant effort in this one for Centralia, but ultimately they fall 24-26, 25-23, 25-16, and they will face Little River in the semifinals at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Wrapping up this one, South Gray in set number one, they scored the first 4 points. Centralia scored the next six. From there, Centralia was able to have a 1-3 point lead for most of the way up until South Gray scored 4 straight to go up 18-15, forcing Centralia to call a timeout, in which Centralia scored 5 of the next 6 to go up 20-19, and then South Gray called a timeout. Panthers then would go up 23-21, but South Gray got the next 3 to go up 24-23, set point for the Rebels, but it was 3 straight for Centralia and a huge rally that gave them a win in set number 1. Major runs for both teams kind of was the underlying tone for the second set. It was South Gray off to an 11-3 start, which then Centralia scored 11 consecutive points to then go up 12 straight points to go up 15-11. And the Rebels, they bounced back with three more to make it 15-14. But from there, things kind of mellowed out, was kind of back and forth all the way to the end. But it was a late charge by the Rebels that gave them a 25-23 set victory, with Centralia unable to make one of those memorable comebacks that they've done so well today. Then in the final set, it was all South Gray. They got to a kind of a minimal 4-1 start, and then that eventually grew to an 11-4 lead. Centralia brought back to 11-7, but then South Gray blew it right back up to 14-7. Then eventually they were able to get their largest margin of victory at the end of the set to win it 25-16. So Centralia finishes second place in pool play. They go 2-1 with wins over Rollins County and Central Christian, and a defeat to the number one seed in the entire tournament in South Gray, with once again Clifton Clyde and Centralia, both TVL teams, making it to the semifinals, the other two being South Gray and Little River. So one more time, Little Gray, try that one. I guess we'll just have to try it again. Little River will take on Centralia, 9 a.m. We'll have that right back here, 92.1 FM, KMZA. We'll have head coach Sydney Osterhaus's thoughts on her day one on her team, the ups and downs and all the emotions throughout this day, a lot of great comebacks in this one, and get you ready for day two of the state tournament back here in Dodge City. That's going to do it for 181. Again, D2 coverage coming up here very shortly with Valley Heights taking up our coverage for the rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening. Jared Sleppy here in Dodge City, back in the booth, Seth Tollison. This has been state volleyball coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.